brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Articles out of the Washington Post, the New York Post, you name it, with headlines like, Why Reporters Fear Team Obama. Another headline, New York Times reporter, Obama administration, most closed control freak administration I've ever covered. Then I have another headline here out of the Daily Caller with a direct link to the archdiocese that's over all chaplains and priests in military service. Shut down impacts chapel services, and they go on to say they've been threatened with arrest. Catholics, period, if they minister to anyone on the basis. This is the ultra authoritarianism that we're dealing with. And I know I already covered this yesterday, or much of this yesterday, the New York Post article's new. But I was sitting here looking at this panopticon. Look at all this news here. All of this is vitally important. There are more than 30 stacks here, some stacks more than 20 articles thick of just bombshell info. Bombshell info. But out of it all, I was sitting here right before the show started, and I thought, what is most important of all the stacks? It's this stack right here. Because they're calling total tyranny, absolute pure evil, absolute pure manifest, we're in deep trouble. Just like, oh, yeah, they're arresting people for their speech, and yeah, they're real mean to everybody, and yeah, they're taking all our freedom, but it's liberal, so it's okay. If Obama is able to get away with what he's getting away with, he might actually try to stay in office. I don't think that's the case because he's just a puppet. But the globalists want dictatorial power imbued into the office itself. So I realized, we've got to impeach Obama. We've got to bring the Obama administration down. We've got to prosecute Holder for Fast and Furious and the rest of it. And the Republican leadership has to be made to do it because they all blackmail each other. That's why they hate Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. There are no skeletons in the closet. That's why they hate me. There's nothing to make up. There's nothing to dig up. There's nothing there. They've tried. And that's why they hate Drudge Report and WorldNet Daily and folks like that, because they don't control it. But the people they do control, they absolutely abuse openly. And you can tell where they want to take us, not just from their own literature and their own statements. You can tell where the globalists want to take us from what they do to captive groups, foster children, poor Appalachian white people, poor Southern black folks. In every case, the technocracy that's been in control of this country really for 100 years to a great extent, over the scientific corridors. And that's the technocratic elite, the technological elite that Eisenhower warned about, that he said controls the military-industrial complex. They always talk about that quote. He says the technological elite that run it are a danger, because he was in bed with them, but a human, had human empathy and knew the plan. By 1961, folks, the plan we're under was codified, sealed, it's been declassified to set up the technological tyranny. And Eisenhower was creeped out by it growing up on a farm. And I've reverse engineered the whole thing. It's not hard. The whole thing's public. You just got to read all their documents. And now they're pretty much going public with all of it, but dressing it up as trendy. When they've got a captive group, they torture the living daylights out of the person and then finally kill them. Look at the foster kids. Look at the, I use the syphilis example in Tuskegee and black folks because that's one of the only mass tests people know about. There's thousands, but that's one of the big ones that people know about. So I talk about that. You've got a new poll out where more people care about Miley Cyrus and the NFL and the government shutdown or a government default. And that's big news as world markets are rocked as well. We're going to give you all the financial news straight ahead. This is a very important broadcast. I mean, I can't believe how insane things are getting. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You wanted to be free and not injected with cancer viruses in the vaccines, little boy. Ah, but you're an American, so everything's all right.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then we're back. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And yes, we come to you from deep in the heart of America, right here in Austin, Texas. And we are an American band dedicated to liberty and freedom and justice. And number one, ladies and gentlemen, we are dedicated to the right of self-determination. We are dedicated to free will and 100% opposed to every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We were here, of course, last night, 4 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday transmission. And the battle against the globalists never really ends. But we are now live, ladies and gentlemen. We have returned and just kicked off this worldwide transmission. It is the seventh day already of October 2013 as we hurtle towards 2014 and the open announcement of planetary corporate anti-human eugenics-based neo-feudalistic crony capitalism. All right, where to begin, my friends? Where to start? We're going to get into the huge events happening in the global meltdown in the economy today and what is happening on that front. We're going to look at Obama running around fear-mongering, saying that we're going to lose the U.S. credit rating if this whole Obamacare shutdown continues or if they don't raise the debt ceiling yet again. We're also going to look at the persecution of the free press in this country and now the persecution of religion or the right to practice spiritualism across the board. It's really getting to the point where I realize that I've been conditioned to accept all this. I've become comfortable with the tyranny. Not that I accept it or like it, but I've now been living next to it so long that even though it's growing like some tumor on my face, now I think it's part of my body and don't want to cut it off. No, ladies and gentlemen, we need to cut it off and go through the pain and deal with it, ladies and gentlemen. But world markets are tumbling right now, and we're going to be going over all of that in great detail. Here is the Business Insider headline up on Infowars.com. Markets tumbling all around the world. Economy set to slow. Debt ceiling crisis grows. And how do they hold Brazil and all these other third world countries hostage over and over again since the 50s with IMF and World Bank loans at loan sharking fees? And then the money that's loaned to them has to be given to globalist corporations that set up shop in the country as a direct banker payoff or looting to them. So we're going to be discussing all of that today. But first, I want to get into something that I mentioned yesterday, but that is not really getting any attention in the globalist-controlled corporate press. And that is that people are walking across the barriers at national parks, at privately controlled and paid for World War II and Vietnam memorials, and the establishment doesn't really know what to do. Jokes were made a few days ago, last week, that they would have helicopters hold a white sheet over Mount Rushmore so that you couldn't see the four presidents carved into the face of the mountain there, but now they're actually blocking the roads miles and miles away that they don't even own or control, the news is reporting, so that people can't even get within close distance to see it. So this just shows the total control freak nature of the government we've got, where they want to dominate you. They hate your freedom. They absolutely hate your individualism, and they want to totally run your life. That's what New York Times and Washington Post reporters are saying about the Obama administration. They are the most arrogant, the most hateful, the meanest. There aren't cameras around. They don't give even a quarter tip when Obama goes to eat somewhere. They are completely rude and hateful. And the entire gaggle of criminals. You know, when you read about Larry Summers and you read about Al Gore, it comes out they don't give tips. They're rude to everyone. They tell people at Bilderberg Group meetings and at Davos, don't look at the people in the eyes. And if they do, they get the person fired. If a janitor or someone bumps into one of these globalists, they have them fired. I mean, they are just there to hate on people. We have empathy. We care what people think. We care. We want people to do well. The average good person enjoys having friends over to their house, barbecuing for them, feeding them, seeing people enjoy themselves. It's that feeling of community, of family, of kinsmanship. They're not into that. They're not like us, and that's why they rule over us, is because we're blind to them and believe their propaganda. When if you study this particular Western elite that we've got, you don't get in the club. It's like Getty, the famous billionaire. on record had big mansions all over the world. And when family would come to one of his mansions to stay, he had payphones. And if they wanted to come visit him, they had to pay for maid service or pay for food. And I've been doing more reading on the globalists. They're like that today. They will try to stiff a restaurant and say, oh, your boss says it's taken care of. Talk to him. And then the boss doesn't want to make a rich person, you know, who's known in the community mad. Or they'll make family, again, when they come to visit, pay for everything. In fact, I was talking to somebody I know who has a rich uncle that heads up a major top 10 bank. And he said it's the same thing. If you go to the house, even though you're invited there, he charges you to stay in the house. This is because they can't stand you getting anything. It's like a hyper-competitiveness on PCP mixed with steroids with a rocket tied to it signed in. I mean, it's total evil. And they don't like you having swimming pools. They don't like you having air conditioning. They don't like your kids being healthy. They don't their pleasure is that they're putting GMO into the crops. Their pleasure is they're putting fluoride in the water. Their pleasure is that they're wrecking the society. Their pleasure is they're promoting ugly art and devilish art and death. Their pleasure is that they're mutating society. Their pleasure is that they're cutting off the resources. Their pleasure is that they're indenturing you and your family through debt. It is their pleasure. It's Warren Buffett's pleasure in the first round of bailouts to get $48 billion of money directly into his company of taxpayer money. The first round, he got 40-plus billion. Do you know how much it is in the last 5 years that Berkshire Hathaway and his allied companies, last time I saw, I think it was in Bloomberg, over $400 billion directly to that pig and Wells Fargo and the rest of it. $400 billion, one way or another, of taxpayer-backed garbage. Because it turns the money into garbage. And he gets up there and finances ABC This Week that airs on Sundays. He finances that. Through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it says at the end of it, last time I saw it, you can look it up, they financed The Guardian, they financed The New York Times. You know, most of that news is paid for now. And of course, it's paid for with your tax money given to that fat pig, that degenerate piece of garbage. I use him as an example, who sits up there and reportedly, again, stiffs people on tips, doesn't pay his bills. That's come out in the news, pushes people around. You know, leaves his mama in some disgusting nursing home, I've been told by high-level people. Won't even take care of his mama. And he gets the taxes raised on poor people, telling the poor people, hey, we're going to get the rich people. That's what that ABC This Week always says every week, the show that I've seen it is, oh, we've got to raise taxes on the rich. They're getting away with no taxes. Oh, my secretary pays a higher percentage than I do. Meanwhile, he helped write the laws in the 80s and 90s on record to exempt his degenerate slimeball self. I said, I've got all this news and I haven't even gotten into any of it yet. It just makes me so upset that they are strangling this country with a spirit of pure evil and hatred and bad will towards man. I have goodwill. I want the life extensions for the general public. I want to have uplifting art and culture to uplift humanity. They have dumbed humanity down on record, on purpose. And now, yes, the general public are howling, stupid, demonic, moronic, evil, dangerous, vicious, pig-like creatures. Totally dumb, into being selfish, into being fake manly, or women into being tardish and self-centered and not caring about anybody. But it doesn't matter, folks, because that's humanity. We got to save them. They are light years better than the actual controllers that are trying to make them like they are, because it makes them more easy to control. And just seeing the desolation of humanity and our psyche and our spirit, seeing humanity being drugged through every snake pit, every festering pit of degeneracy, and it makes me want to throw up. And the persecution of the children, and the system trying to defile them and wreck their minds and corrupt them. It's time for men of honor to stop being servile, limp-wristed cowards. And it's time for you to realize that good is actually strong. Good is scary to the tyrants. And that you need to stand against these people and become very aggressive against them. Stop caring what the enemy thinks about us. They are buckets of slime. They are the lowest form of garbage.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lungs system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
All right, we're back live, folks. Let me get into the news here. I start ranting about the nature of the globalist. I start thinking about how nasty they are and how their religion is lying to the public. I saw a commercial on selling financial instruments on CNN just a minute ago, and I was back in the kitchen. And the person was talking to everyone like they were 2 years old, going, "We are the number one company that are experts at doing this." And it's a feedback loop. You start dumbing people down like that and dumbing the culture down. Pretty soon, it actually creates a culture where people are mindless jellyfish. And that's the system the globalists are going to, but I've already talked about that. Historically, the press in this country would have covered the man who set himself on fire at the National Mall. Here's the headline from the Associated Press. It says he may have been protesting. But other than this AP article that I saw carried in an Alabama newspaper, I'm seeing almost no coverage. Witnesses who saw as a still unidentified man set himself on fire report hearing him say something about voting rights and turning to salute the Capitol. The Washington Post reports the man gave a military-style salute before dousing himself in gasoline around 4:25 p.m. local time Friday. He died around 9 p.m. that night, according to the Metropolitan Police Department spokesman. Surprised they didn't call the police heroes or something for roasting weenies and marshmallows on him. I mean, I'm not even trying to joke. They call themselves heroes for killing that woman. And now the family, including a retired New York detective, police detective, are going public saying the official story isn't true. She didn't ram the White House barricade. It was the cops that rammed it. She didn't shoot at them with guns. We already know all that. We already know it was all a lie, and now the family is speaking out about that. She got scared, ran off from an Army Marine Corps checkpoint. They were having drills in the area. The news admitted it was temporary checkpoint. Got scared. Had postpartum depression. They reportedly put her on a bunch of psychotropics. That causes fight or flight to be jacked up. And she ran off, and she got scared. People pointing guns at her. Of course, if you study criminology and just basic psychology, statistically, women will either grovel, attack you, or run. And of course, men will either grovel, attack you, or run. But statistically, women tend to run as their mechanism more than men. Men tend to just lay there. In the modern society, the modern culture, men see a gun pointed at them, they shut down. And a lot of women do too, but statistically, if you can look this up, because I've seen the studies over the years, women will run more than men, especially if they have a child with them. They'll just take off. They'll just bolt. Now, when a deer sees you and gets scared and bolts, it's okay. But when a woman does it, you kill her. And the cops were so hysterical. I've already talked about this. They're just randomly driving around down the middle of the street, ramming into barriers. It's not like they were going around a turn and ramming barriers. They were just driving straight into barriers, just like, I'm just going to run my car into a barrier. And reportedly, there were a bunch of crash-ups with police just driving like total psychopaths. They were endangering the public. Should the public have gone after them? No, obviously not. But it is some type of mental illness, mass mental illness. And you're going to see more and more craziness. But so many revolutions have started with self-immolation. Or people will go to a high rooftop and jump off at a public event to make a point. And it is an exclamation point that we see a lot of times when revolutions start. But I thought that we would talk about it. Man who died after setting himself on fire at the National Mall may have been protesting. Really, you think he may have been protesting? And we still don't. Still don't know exactly what happened. There were five gentlemen hitting him with their T-shirts. Witnesses said when he fell over, his arms were all white. He was burned really bad. Yeah, it looks like, and I know you'd be charred from fire as well, but it looks like he was a black man, not from the fire. In fact, I'm predicting he is a black guy. It's not from the fire because the area where he's burned is white. It's burned his top three layers of skin off down to the meat. And he looks like a big guy. Probably, he looks like he's about 45 years old, probably a military veteran. Just looking at his body structure and the way he looks. We'll see if I'm accurate when it comes out. I'm saying he's a 45-year-old Army veteran, probably. who set himself on fire because the military isn't allowed to vote. They're saying that's what some of what was said, if it was about voting rights, but we'll see. We'll see what comes out. God rest his soul.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Discipline myself and actually go through what's happening in the world financial markets, then the unprecedented attack on the press and the free society period that has really reached proportions that are staggering. And if the government gets away with this, the next level will be arresting people who criticize the government en masse, and then a civil war is going to start. Because everybody's not just going to go to your FEMA camp. Your Bolshevik-run center, just because you say our free speech is illegal. And they're now telling Catholic priests, Methodist priests, it doesn't matter, across the board, they're now telling them you will be arrested, and only the Catholic diocese is complaining. If they give communion, if they pray with someone, if they visit with someone. What do you think a priest or a preacher that does their job's really doing? They're going to people's houses when the father dies or the mother dies or the kid's in a car wreck or when somebody's sick or when somebody's in the hospital. I mean, it's amazing. And it goes on to say, if you volunteer your time, you're going to be arrested and court-martialed. I mean, this really shows just how evil the Obama people are. And it is the Obama people. The Republicans are sold out, dismantling the country. They've been going after our guns at the top. They're trying to shut down the good Tea Party Republicans and Libertarians. But compared to Obama, I'm even shocked that I guess they're getting away with it. Going after pro-life groups, going after adoption groups, going after Christian groups, going after mainline Christian organizations, and telling them you can't be 501c3 and be anti-abortion, that's political. When, folks, just so you know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religious freedom or exercise thereof. But even if you're a, quote, religious charity, you have the free speech to be against abortion. They're just telling you you don't. And the courts have ruled that. Common sense says that. But they don't care. They're lawless crooks shutting down churches with the IRS. And we just sit here and take it. And I'm sure the IRS people are listening going, you're endangering us, calling us lawless crooks. You are lawless crooks. You are abusing people. You are persecuting people. You are hurting people. You are classical authoritarians. And I can't believe you're getting away with it, and it's getting worse. And now they're telling Christians, you can't pray in your own private time. I have the Archdiocese press release. They have been told you will be arrested. They told citizens, you walk on this memorial that the feds don't even own, we'll arrest you. They're going out of their way, and it's so low, and it's so corrupt. And for those of us, we're like, this makes them look bad. They don't care. They're in charge. They want you to know that they're dirty and nasty and bad. They've been training to kill us. The Army has taught George Washington is bad, the founder of the U.S. Army. That's government documents. Public. They're proud of them saying the founders are bad and wouldn't be welcome in today's military. I just cannot state to you enough that I sit here and I say all this and I realize it's worse than I'm even saying. There's not words to describe it. And it's really worse than I could even describe. I cannot believe how evil and consciously bad these people are. I said I'd get into this. I'm going to get into it. And we've got just so much to cover here. We're going to have Michael Bolden on from the 10th Amendment Center to talk about how the states can fight back at the bottom of the next hour. And then we're going to have John McAfee on, of course, who's coming out with a system. He says we'll try to block the NSA from spying on you. So we'll pick his brain about that and see how things have been going for him. So that's coming up as well. And we'll take your phone calls for the first 30 minutes. Of the next hour. There's so much financial news, I'm just tempted to not even have a guest on in the next hour, but I want to get the 10th Amendment Center on because it's important to talk about how we can change things and how there are states for a reason. Even if the government says you don't have a right to pray, you do. Even if the government says the states don't have any rights, it's all a bluff, it's all a fraud by consciously criminal scum. By the way, let me just tell listeners about some of the well-researched, documented systems that I use to protect myself and my family's thyroid and overall system from the increased radiation that is in the northern hemisphere. It's over double what it was. And Fukushima reactor water pump has now shut down. The Japan Times is reporting, and that's the big crisis, is that if they can't get all the water pumped in to keep those damaged fuel rods that are stored by the tens of thousands there, they will set on fire, and each little fuel rod area will be much bigger than Chernobyl, that the UN estimates has killed a million people since 1986. I mean, that's how big this is. I mean, I'm actually looking at places in the southern hemisphere for my wife and my children. Okay? I mean, I've said I'll never evacuate the United States. I'm going down with a ship. But I am seriously having to look if that reactor blows up on leaving. And in the meantime, I'm taking the amazing Nascent Iodine. You can find out all the details and what it does at InfoWarsLife.com. And also at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, you can find the Modafinilin from the Southern Hemisphere. That's the brown special type of seaweed the cleanest out there, and they've lab tested it and know that the southern hemisphere is a lot cleaner, obviously, than the northern hemisphere. The point is that the seaweed has the receptors in the ocean to pull in the iodine in the nascent form as well. So Modifylon's great. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the Survival Shield nascent iodine. And Wednesday, we're getting more of it in. So it's not really a back order, but it says it's back ordered. But technically, the problem is shipping it all out. We've shipped out the earlier orders, but now we're trying to ship out the other orders. Very popular product. And it's great to get this product and then also fund the broadcast and what we're doing here. We're not like NPR that has the IRS come with guns and take old ladies' property to then pay for them to sit up there and badmouth the founding fathers and promote abortion and infanticide and euthanasia and everything else that, the scum, the authoritarians and their lisping voices push. We also have the HD car camera system that's a hidden HD camera that goes over your rearview mirror and is a rearview mirror with a TV screen in it and then a camera shooting forward, or you can turn it and shoot it backward or to the side. This is the best system out there, and we have it lower price than anybody else. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, to be a little bit lighter here, I want to air this little two-minute video that John Bowne and Leanne McAdoo put together that promotes a great way to wake people up this Halloween that's coming up. And again, I don't celebrate Samhain or the time that the Druids all over Europe burned children in pits at bonfires, now called bonfires. But a lot of people still go out during this, and you could actually wear the Obama skull mask that's the cover. It's a big, thick cover, so you put the little rubber band, cut the rubber band in two, use it. And then there's also Prozac the Killer Clown on the back, and it says Prozac the Killer Clown on the forehead to have a conversation piece. You could probably strike up a lot of conversations with these masks. In fact, I'm predicting if you were already going out on Halloween, you think it's fun and stuff to go out and be a little goblin, this is the way to really meet a lot of people and talk to folks. I'll guarantee you, you're going to have a lot of conversations with people about this. So here's the little promo piece we put together. And, of course, it's heavily political and heavily anti the tyrant Obama. By the way, did you hear Obama wants to change the name of the Redskins? He says it's racist. He actually does say that. If he owned it, he'd change the name. But he wants to change the name. Well, he's debating. Will it be the Bolsheviks or will it be the tyrants? Or should it be the scumbags or maybe the criminals? Or maybe the fraudsters. I mean, you guys got any ideas for names? In fact, send me at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Send me links. Send me text. Well, what should we change the name of the Washington Redskins to? The Washington Serpents? The Washington Pirates? Pirates is a good name. The Washington Skulls? Skull and Bones. The Washington Skull and Bones. The Washington Satans? The Washington Exterminators, the Washington Warmongers, the Washington, how about the Washington Deathskins? And it could just be like a rotten dead baby on the side of their helmet, an aborted, chopped up baby on the side. That would be trendy. That would be cool. I'm trying to be trendy here. I mean, it could just be Obama as the devil. I mean, that could be on the side of the helmet. The Washington Con Artist is probably the best name. So here's that video. If you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com. And I'm going to have the folks post the video up on the main site. But here it is.
We take this business of waking people up very seriously here at InfoWars. That's why we have such a huge outreach operation. And it wouldn't be possible without the InfoWars magazine. And we have a very special October edition for you. We're going to make it super easy for you to get interactive with your friends and family by giving you these lovely cutout masks. Not one, but two very scary educational tools for you to hit the street.
Join with the collect.
On our way.
Just go to sleep, and when you awaken, there'll be no more free will. And whatever you do.
We thought we'd give Obama equal time.
Special InfoWars.com magazine. Whatever you do, don't resist. Give in.
260,000 of you could be out there at Obamacare. Or Prozac, the killer clown.
Oh, just
It's me, your favorite selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Just cut along the dotted lines, cut some holes for the eyes, and attach a few rubber bands, and you are ready to wake up America this Halloween.
Remember, kids, Obamacare is for you and your family, and so is Prozac and Ritalin. So whatever you do, don't secure your copy of InfoWars magazine, and resist, because death is good for you.
And that's the battle cry of the Obaminoid right there, right on the Body Snatchers.
You can pick up your copy today at the InfoWars store. You can always buy these in bulk.
Here's the best part.
Cost, and for a limited time, the annual subscription is just $39.95.
Yeah.
Call now.
That's below cost.
Operators are standing by.
Obama, we love you.
Because people need to know that Obamacare is bone-chillingly frightening.
But it's bone-chillingly trendy, and that's all that matters. I don't think they use the best shot of Jake doing a body snatcher deal. Because me and Jake joke around back there, one of the great guys in shipping, and he likes to do that body snatcher stare where he goes, ah, or like, and so I got him to do it. I don't think that's the best clip we have, actually. We need to get the raw footage of that. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Got to have a little bit of fun with it. Meanwhile, Japan is now asking for international community to help solve the Fukushima crisis. As they say, it now threatens all of humanity. That's the London Telegraph. I thought I'd just get to that second headline. I didn't finish up with that. Let me get into the economy right now. Just go over some of these headlines for radio listeners out there. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's not like the Obamacare line. It doesn't really spell anything out. You know, the Obamacare line says 1-800, literally, F-U. It's what it's spelled. And, of course, it's all on purpose. I'm telling you. It's all such a sick joke, hurting those poor people as badly as they could. You know, last Thursday, I saw that headline on Drudge, and it didn't click. I thought it was like a joke or something saying it's 1-800-F-U. And then, plus, I tried to have a family show, so I didn't go there for whatever reason. And then after the show, I looked at it and went, wait a minute. It actually does spell that out. And Obama always does that thing that Geraldo Rivera did when I got arrested protesting him, where he acts like he's scratching his eye but flips you off. And he just does that to his constituents. And the hotline set up for those waiting to learn more about insurance options made available under the Affordable Care Act, see, that name's a joke, it's already doubled the prices, spells out an unfortunate insult on the telephone keypad. Man, I tell you, and they even spelled it out twice in code. All right, that's enough. Just I can't deal with it anymore. Let's get into the big... hammering they're giving us. Markets tumbling all around the world. Economy set to slow. Debt ceiling crisis grows. Yes. And they're saying that if you don't up the debt ceiling and don't give them Obamacare, that that's why the world markets are set to tumble. Even though everybody knew with the QE3, the markets have continued to really be degenerating, even though there's a sugar high of above 15,000 points that's now gone below in the Dow Jones industrial average. And remember, they're buying all of those stocks and bonds and things with devalued dollars. So the stock market really is at about 7,000 points, according to a lot of economists we've talked to. I mean, I took my children rock climbing, one of those indoor rock climbing places. Guess how much the bottled water was? In the vending machines, it was $3. $3, folks, a Gatorade was $4. $4. And I know why it's $4. It's because the dollar isn't worth what it used to be. It's lost 93% of its value from 1913 to 2008. Guess what the dollar, you can pull up the dollar graph from 1913, actually show it to viewers. Since they devalued the currency, you know, that last 3% of what people thought the dollar's value was, that's why you could go in the 50s and get a hamburger and fries and a bottomless Coca-Cola for 25 cents. Now, that'd be like $10 if you're lucky, at a nice hamburger place, $15. See, quarter, $15. Quarter, $10. Brand new Mustang in the 1950s was a couple thousand dollars, maybe. Now it's $40,000 if you want it loaded up. Yes, there is the devaluation of the dollar up till 2002. And you can see there a 95% reduction, but by 2008 it was 97% reduction. And if you look at one of the new graphs, it is now 99%. And we're all just holding on to that last 1%. And the media is up there, the controlled globalist media, saying, there's no devaluation. The dollar's strong as ever. I shouldn't laugh. Well, at least real estate's up again in many areas. Yeah, because of the inflation. And because of the inflation in property tax, government wants to keep valuing it up and up, and so does the other marketers. I'm telling you, when the economy goes belly up, it is going to be spectacular. And it may even be the breakdown of society. The Swiss Army thinks that's going to happen, so they're bolstering their forces for Europe to collapse. And they have orders to mow the Germans and the French and the Italians and others down when they try to pour in. I'm telling you, Switzerland might be the place to go, folks. We'll be right back. Obama loves you.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. You know, I haven't even gotten to our top stories up on Infowars.com. They're also up at the top of drudgereport.com. Feel the pain. Feds throw man 80 and wife 77 out of home. Because they love you. Amber Alert website shut down, but Michelle Obama has five chefs working for her, and they've continue to have the Osprey at the cost of millions of dollars a week fly their dogs around. Park rangers ordered to keep visitors out of privately run businesses. They're closing pull-offs to bar views of Mount Rushmore. That aren't even federal property, but it doesn't matter. Just wait till they've got full control over the economy, which they've almost got. And it continues. 83% of federal government still operating only the parts that the slaves get. And by the way, when you go to a national park, they literally henpeck you and treat you like trash to let you know you're scum. Openly. That's why the Park Service is calling for all the beaches to be shut down nationwide, that humans not be allowed to hurt the ocean. Oh, the proposal 2 years ago was to shut them all down to swimming. But they just said, no, no, we'll have, in one area, 80% of the beach will be off limits to swimming to give the ocean a rest. No, it's all about dominating you and teaching you what scum you are. And so, again, they blocked Mount Rushmore, and now they've actually blocked, miles away, the pull-offs, so you can't pull off and see it. Do you understand, scum? Because they have to have the illusion that something's being shut down. Nothing's being shut down. Trillions every few months are sucked out to foreign banks. I watch the banking hearings in the House and Senate. They, every time they say, man, please know where the money went. And they get up there and they go, no. And the Congress people grovel because they're pathetic maggots. And then I'm supposed to not get upset about it. That's right. And then they hold us hostage. Isn't that just cutie cake? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the vile scum are doing. You know, Ceausescu in Romania, they had power to run the whole country, all the major cities. But he just said, no, people don't need power. Turn the power off except for factories I run and control. We need to make them more poor. And finally, they turned against him. That's what they do, and they're shutting down our power plants. They're shutting down at least one every 2 days. Hundreds a year. Hundreds a year. And their power prices are going up and up and up and up and up. Because they love you. They love you. They want to fix things. Don't be an extremist. Don't be a racist. Do what they say or you're racist. Don't question the persecution of the press or you're racist. A lot of people are going, okay, I won't. That's right. The worst thing on earth. Your kids starving to death. America collapsing. That doesn't matter. You don't want to be called not trendy. Let's continue. Markets tumbling around the world. Obama to Wall Street. This time to be worried. That's right. He's now rattling the markets, trying to scare everybody. Rand Paul says it's irresponsible to have the commander-in-chief come out and badmouth the markets. Well, that's the whole plan. Just like Bush and others did in 2008 with the Democrats, and Senator Obama led the charge for Goldman Sachs. He led the charge. He led the Senate vote to give unlimited money to foreign banks while he publicly afterwards said he was against it. And his moron constituents actually believe it. Well, of course, they don't even know who they are. They don't even know what party he's in. These people can't. Let me tell you, most Obama's, well, I'm not going to get into it. I've just noticed most Obama supporters smell because they don't even know how to wipe their butts, folks. I'm telling you. I'm not joking. These people are okay, I'm sorry. Fed will have to taper at some point. CNBC's reporting shutdown may idle non-federal workers next week. U.S. jobless claims showed job market healing. Oh, yes, everything's fine. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine. iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.